Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. We got a full crew as we dive into some industry news and information. And plus, we're Facebook Live-ing today, which means you can look at me on video talking in front of a microphone for 2 hours straight. It is gripping.
What's
gripping
to love?
Video.
I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, exactly. And but the bonus today is, not only that, is Rachel from Explorer Ventures, who is definitely in the know from that fine organization, that liveaboard organization, is there to answer your questions. So we have an added treat or an added reason to put up with looking at me for 2 hours. So go there. You can ask her questions very specific about liveaboard diving. And she's there literally for your abuse and well, not abuse. I mean, for constructive. Yeah. Stuff. To talk about liveaboard, you know, destinations at Explorer Ventures.
Questions,
services.
Questions, I think, and, is the word you're searching for.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And but she's there. So take advantage of this unique opportunity to ask her all the questions about diving that you like, because she is quite a resource in her own right. But if you're thinking about a liveaboard vacation, that is a great opportunity. All right, so we got that. Now, this is really cool. This is a treat in its own right as well. Butch Hendrick, who is literally one of diving's pioneers. He's been doing this for like 50 years. He's trained thousands of divers. He's really involved in rescue training specifically, but he's gotten the Nogi Award, Rolex Award, pretty much all the awards you can get in the dive industry. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. Butch, welcome. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
I'm good. Thank you for having me back, Greg.
Yes. Now, Butch works directly with NAUI quite a bit. And as part of NAUI's speaking series at the DEMA show, he is going to be doing some pretty cool seminars. And we're going to preview those a little bit on the show today, give you a little taste. So when you're planning to go out to Vegas in November, you'll get a little idea if this is something you want to put on your list. And my guess is you will. And you've had these seminars that you've been working on for the event. Have these been like presentations you've put together over the last few years, or are these brand new, Butch, for you personally?
No, these are presentations that we've been doing for quite a while for a lot of different shows, but we've put together a spectacular video, a training video with NAUI that'll be highlighted at the talk we're doing for DEMA.
Okay, so let's talk about that one specifically. So NAUI, National Association of Underwater Instructors, they're the sponsor of this event. So the first one is about integrating full face masks. Is that right?
That is correct. And what we looked at is, as you've already stated, and you know, I train a lot of people in public safety diving and sport diving. We're seeing, with the change of the industry, full face masks have just become a rage. Everybody loves them. However, what's happening is they're showing up and they don't know how to properly put them on, and they don't know how to get the water out of them. If they get flooded underwater, they don't know how to don and doff it underwater.
Yeah.
It's really quite simple. And of course, you know, one of the things that just brought full face masks to the open arena just a few weeks ago was what happened in Thailand. And when I was being interviewed for that, we discussed the fact that they were going to be bringing them out in full face masks. And of course, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what we've done is we built a talk presentation and a video that was done with NAUI that teaches you how to properly put the mask on, and how to properly clear it in a multitude of positions underwater. So you can now be able to safely use it, rather than, as we're seeing quite often, people are wearing a mask, but if it has any difficulty at all, they're in big trouble with it underwater.
Yeah, because, you know, when we're wearing a regular mask, a dive mask, all you got to do is lean your head back, push across the top of the mask, and breathe through your nose. Full face. Well, your mouth and your nose are part of the same air cavity. So is there any quick tip you can describe real quick in that regard? Because, you know, I actually have dove full face mask, but it's been so long. I don't even remember how to do that. I'm thinking, what is the trick?
Well, one of the difficulties with it is that the tendency is to put it on incorrectly. So we see a lot of divers that end up with jaw pain. They have difficulty equalizing. They'll have tooth pain afterward. So the first part is just getting the mask on the face properly in the proper position with the chin set in the right spot.
Okay. So you got to make sure it fits properly. But then how would you clear it, say, if you're just standing upright or kneeling down in the sand?
One of the tendencies for us is, because we've spent a lot of time learning, as you pointed out, how to gently set the head back, mm-hmm. push in gently at the top, and exhale through your nose, and the water exhales from a normal scuba face mask.
Right.
The full face mask, no matter who you're using, is an oral nasal mask. The drainage port is at the very bottom.
Okay.
So I have to get that drainage port at what we're going to refer to as zero point. Mm-hmm. The zero point is where it's exactly at the lowest point of itself. That requires the head to be brought forward about 10 degrees. Right? And from there, we're going to teach them how to clear it without using the purge button, just by gently exhaling and letting the water and air change places, because air and water cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Got it. So just like you would with a regular mask, you blow through your nose and it goes through the top, go through the bottom of the mask. It's a similar thing, but you got to keep in mind that how you have this little port at the bottom. Sounds more confusing than it may be, and that's probably why you need the video, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Well, what we're finding is that several things. One, people are coming into a lot of our classes that have a certification to use the mask but can't clear it.
Yeah.
And my staff and I mandate that they must demonstrate they can put it on and clear it underwater mm-hmm. prior to allowing them to dive it. The tendency is they want to use the standard set your head back and try and blow.
Yeah.
The other is the next tendency is they're pushing on the purge button so hard that the mask can't stay against the face. It doesn't require an enormous amount of air to clear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them to watch and realize this is a very quiet, simple event. The average individual can put a mask on without scuba, full face mask, on and off 4 or 5 times and clear it on a breath, just like you would a standard mask, once you understand how simple it is.
Well, there you go.
And
you can pick up a lot of these tips at this seminar he's going to give at the DEMA show.
At the seminar, we're going to be looking at not just explaining how to do it, but training instructors, dive masters, and so on, how to teach it, how to make it happen. Now, NAUI's new video is a certification course. They can actually go online, take the course, and get a certification by taking the audiovisual online program.
Excellent. Well, I love it. Yeah, it sounds great. Butch Hendrick is who we're talking with right now, and he will be at DEMA with this seminar. Another one you're doing as well, which, you know, sounds more like a boating thing, but it is really makes a lot of sense for divers, is about knot tying and rigging. Explain, Butch.
Yeah, we find that a lot of dive people and a lot of boat people don't really know how to use rope very well or line, and their ability to tie a knot is, if you don't know how to tie a knot, tie a lot. But one of the key things with the knot tying class, it's been very popular. I've taught it all over the world now. In fact, I've got a group in Asia that's asking me to do an audio visual on it. And we teach them how to have fun tying knots. It's how to do it by throwing the rope, moving rope very quickly. And by the time they're done, it's just they had a great time learning how to tie simple knots that'll do what we needed to do in the diving world and the boating world. You know, as you know, Greg, if you're going to be a diver, most likely you're going to be on boats at some point in time.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to become invaluable to the folks that are part of the crew, and it'll make things very practical for you as well. Great stuff. Note, not tying. That's one of the he's doing two or three seminars there at the DEMA show. Butch, thank you so much. All I got to do is go to NAWI.org and get information on how to be a part of those seminars, and we'll let him get back to it and plan accordingly, as you should be doing. Too. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Well, you're in the right place. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. And, Butch Hendricks' seminars at DEMA ought to be pretty cool. Knot tying. Who would have thunk that that is such a valuable skill as a diver?
Well, he just answered. I always had that question about the full face mask. You see them a lot on the Shark Week shows and stuff when the guys are down talking to each other.
Yeah.
Greggy.
I was like, how do you clear that? Well, now I know.
Yeah. Barry the Bugger, what do you say?
I have a cert for the full face. I did that 10 years ago.
Really? I didn't know you had to have a special certification.
Look at
for
me.
It, I guess.
It was a class, yeah. You know, like
well, now he has a class, obviously, that Butch is managing. Yeah, I've done it a few times.
I did it. It was nice, except, you know, I use a mask with lenses in it, and that was the problem, is that this mask did not have those lenses. So looking out through the mask was not that great.
Yes, that could be a potential problem, actually, for me now, too, now that you mention it. But when I did it, I didn't need those.
Probably wear your glasses right under it.
Not really, because
mine were too big. But, yeah, no, you can for some full-face masks. They will fit in there if you have a small enough
pair of glasses. What about a Lone Ranger mask?
Well, you're not going to be able to put your glasses under a full-face mask.
Do they have any that look like Batman? Because that's what I want.
Of course. They all look like that. They're all very high-tech and look very much like a Batman kind of thing.
What if you sneeze?
Yeah, what if you sneeze?
You're going to have a gooey mess in there. But your glasses aren't going to really work with a full face mask because you have the things that go over your ears, and that'll pop through the side of the mask.
Plus, you'll have the prisms and rainbows.
There was something that they had. It was sort of like a lens you could glue to the front if you purchased the front face, you know, those masks. But yeah, they're not cheap.
Or stick it on with your own
mucus. Yeah, that stuff you blew through your nose, it could work as an adhesive.
What about a monocle?
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I agree. And, you know, it is a lot of fun to dive those. But I'll tell you, I have a tendency to suck a lot of air with a full face mask, more so than you do on regular scuba.
Well, the one that we used actually had microphones and earphones. You could talk to each other.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why they use them on all the Discovery Channel shows, because they want to have somebody talking underwater. I will say the biggest complaint I have about those systems, though, is they always suck. The audio hardly ever is very good on a full face mask. Have you noticed that? I mean, after all these years, you would think that they would improve that. But that is one of those categories that really hasn't improved that much over the years.
Well, the audio is some kind of waves that go through the water that the microphone picks up or the earpiece picks up.
Yeah, well, they got different types of systems, yeah. But still, I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be so difficult, but evidently it is. But after doing scuba radio for 21 years, I got to tell you, when we did it 21 years ago, the audio quality on a full face mask when you're trying to do, you know, underwater audio has not really improved in that regard. And you have to, when you're trying to do a segment, you know, I get this question when we're out and about and say, scuba radio, never heard of that. What is that, a radio underwater? You know, we still get that. Never heard that one before. Ha ha. You know, but I mean, it's an honest question. If they're not familiar with the show. Thing is, though, we used to do a lot of underwater broadcasts, and I'd use those full face masks. And if you do a wired one, like they have over at Epcot, they still use that. And the wired ones, it goes straight up with a hard wire system. Those are pretty good. But still, but most of them that are wireless, and the problem you have with the regulator exhaling and inhaling, you have to, first of all, speak between breaths. So
between what?
Breasts. I mean, breasts. What the heck was that? What are these guys doing? What
is that? Anything near? Is that near Wyoming?
I was gonna say, where are you guys in Wyoming today? No. Anyway, so
no, you know, nope,
they're in the valley.
Yeah. Anyway, so you do have to speak between your breathing, because every time you exhale, you know, it makes all these bubbles and noise in a full face mask, and it's very loud, and it picks up on the microphone, and it makes it difficult for you to be able to understand the person speaking. So you have to learn to speak in between breaths. And don't look at me like that. What is wrong with you guys? Jeez.
You keep saying it.
How do you spell that?
I'm just moving on. You guys are juvenile.
Breaths.
And I'm way above this. You know, that is something to consider. And I would do it. But that and knot tying, I mean, knowing how to tie knots comes in very handy if you're a diver, especially, you know, become invaluable on a boat. But, the bonus is it could come in handy in the bedroom. Just saying.
What?
When you're breathing between the breaths.
Breaths.
And
Next. Okay.
Sounds like somebody's been tying one on.
50 Shades of Greg. Thank you. Anyway, we are going to talk to Jerry Beatty here in just a bit. But before we do.
If he still wants to talk to us.
No, he may not after that. But the other thing I wanted to get out there today is you may have heard the news this week in between all the chaos that we typically get bombarded with. Burt Reynolds passed away, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I have an interesting little story about Burt Reynolds. Because he's good buddies or was good buddies with Jack from Jack's Jackson's Prime down there, our buddy with Neil Watson. I was planning to get Jack or Neil on the show today, but... But years ago, during you know, in the early years of doing this show, when we first met Neil Watson, you know, he was hanging with Jack Jackson. Now, Jack Jackson and Burt Reynolds had a restaurant, very popular place called Burt and Jack's down there in Palm Beach. It was down in Fort Lauderdale, a big steakhouse, big famous steakhouse place. And, you know, I knew about it, and I was just getting familiar with Neil, and we were becoming buddies and stuff, and he was starting to come on the show quite a bit. And one Friday night before the show, late, I get a phone call, and I just let it go to voicemail, and I had it set up on the answer machine, and it was Neil. And I heard that big, "Hey, Greg, it's Neil watching the Dive God. I got someone here you got to talk to." And I didn't pick it up. I just listened to it.
Way to go, Greg.
And I'll explain, you know, what he said next. I should have picked it up. That's right, Bubble Boy. But I'll tell you why next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. Barry the Bugger and Jerry the Diver Guy connected.
You teased us. You got to tell us what happened on this phone call.
All right. So I get this voicemail from the Dive God, Neil Watson. And it was late in the evening. And I heard him talking because I said, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?" You know, I hear this.
You sound just like
but it was in the distance.
You sound like the secret emperor of NASA.
Well, thank you. And, I hear this, and I couldn't really tell what he was saying. I was like, "Well, I'll get it in the morning. I'm already in bed." And so I get up the next morning, and I could have kicked myself because I listened to the message, and it's Neil, and he said, "Hey, I'm sitting here with Jack Jackson from Burt and Jack Steakhouse down here in Fort Lauderdale. Good friend is." He says, "We're sitting here at the restaurant, we're with and Jack's a big fan of your show, Greg, and he can't believe." He can't believe I know you. He said Jack Jackson was impressed that that the Dive God knew me. And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm laughing hysterically. He says, "Oh, and there's this other guy here too named Burt Reynolds. And we're having some drinks and steaks right here. You should be here, buddy. They wanted to talk to you." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, the Bandit? Are you kidding me?" So cool. Now, dude. I don't think Burt Reynolds was a diver, but that, you know, that was his... That was pretty. It was just a great thing, you know. And so Jack Jackson, one of the Dive God's buddies, and Burt Reynolds had a restaurant together. And so vicariously, Burt Reynolds and I are close personal friends. I think I could have been in his will this week. I got to follow up on that.
I wouldn't.
He almost said hi to me once. So that does make him a close personal friend, doesn't he?
That's a little bit of a leap.
I think if
I like your optimism, but I don't want to kill your enthusiasm.
Well, okay.
But
well,
that's
my story about the Bandit, and he will be missed.
You almost talked to him once.
Yeah, almost. And that's
hey,
all.
Closer than
all
I got.
Matters. Well, there you go. See, suck it, loser.
I will. I will go suck it now.
Okay. And he can do that. He's a diver. All right. We got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training. Hopefully next. Stay close.
Hey.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Ten times on the lobster! 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 Ten times on the lobster!
Yes, take time for the lobster. I think that's what he says. I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. But I don't know. Do we got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training on? Jerry, you with me? Talk to me.
I'm here, Greg.
All right, yeah, we do have him. I've been wondering, where the hell is Jerry Beatty? And now we know he's at least on the phone. So welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How's things over there?
Well, we're doing all right. You've been traveling quite a bit lately, though, and that's why I wanted to catch up and have you share some of your adventures. So where you been? Where's the most recent place you've been?
Well, the most recent place was I went south to Exuma Keys, and that was, I've got to tell you, Greg, the color of that water on those Bahamian banks is just unmatchable. It's got a charm to it that you're just not going to find anywhere else. And you get out in the Exuma Keys, and you're just really out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, there you
go.
Yeah,
that was
Out
really
Islands.
Beautiful.
Out Islands of the Bahamas, the Exumas. Yeah, it's not like going to Nassau or Grand Bahama, any of those populated areas. This is like out there, and you go out there and you find these cool little resorts, but the diving can be absolutely spectacular. Is that what you saw or what?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, the Exuma Keys National Park, which is run by the National Trust, absolutely has the best protected reefs in all of the Bahamas. They are clean. The last storm that came through there basically just scrubbed them like they got hit with a sponge.
It
was just beautiful.
All right.
So it was really good. And they're expanding the national park.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
And the next one's going to be Andros.
Okay,
well,
so
it means that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It means that the top side is completely protected. It kept completely natural. And then they have rangers to patrol the waters to keep the reefs protected. And there's just a whole set of rules in there that help protect the natural beauty of the area.
Yeah, well, you know, both of those places are they're sparsely populated. There's not a ton of people around there, which makes them very pristine. And a lot of the places you can go, you got to get over there with a liveaboard or find one of the few dive operations that exist. And you're saying they're applying that over to Andros as well, or looking at it right now? Is that what you said?
They've already started the one in Andros. They have six more online to do. And they're hiring naturalists that they have known over the years to actually live at the park and lead tours, assist guests, answer questions. So it can be very educational.
Okay, that's not the naturalists we saw on Naked and Afraid does Shark Week, was it? Because they were on Andros when they did that.
Darn, I don't know. I'll have to go back and double check that. But they weren't naked or afraid when I saw them.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Yeah, they had a lot of sharks on that show. I mean, they basically marooned like six naked people on Andros and then made this claim that if they swam out in the water off of the island of Andros, the sharks were going to get them, which I thought was a bit of an exaggeration, but, you know.
Yeah, well, we saw sharks every single dive, no question about it, but I didn't have one try to munch on me.
Yeah, well, you don't want that. You want to see them, though. That is a cool
right.
thing for sure, and that is one of the main attractions they have over there in the Bahamas. But you saw the same old things. I mean, first of all, what were the conditions like on your trip? Were they you had great
perfect.
Weather or what?
Perfect.
So this was like
every day.
3 weeks ago.
Perfect. And then we went over to Stanley Key. Of course, you can't go there and not go see the swimming pigs.
You did. You got a little checkup on the swimming pigs in Stanley Key.
No, I absolutely had to. I mean, what are you going to do, right?
Well, of course,
you're there. It's only about a 20-minute boat ride, so you know you can't pass by the pigs.
How many pigs did you see? Because I heard a few years ago they had a die-off or some. They got some ailment, and some of the pigs died. But they did. You still saw a bunch.
They lost about 12 of them actually, and they're still debating what happened. There's been a lot of different theories, but you know, I think there must have been at least 30 there.
Wow. Okay, so they still got plenty of pigs there.
Oh yeah.
And they
lots
did
of
they,
bacon.
They swam out to greet you. You guys get in the water with them or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got some great video, some great stills. You know, it's just so different to be in the water with a pig.
Yes. Yeah, there's so much we could say right now, but I'm married. I want to stay that way. I don't want to make any inappropriate comments.
Tsunami.
Now, yeah. Right before I headed off to the Bahamas, I actually spent a week sailing BVI.
Yeah.
And that was really incredible. I didn't know what to expect because, as you remember, Irma last year just absolutely destroyed the entire country.
Yes. But you were off the coast on a sailboat?
I was on a large liverboard called the Kuen Law, which is a sailing liverboard.
Yeah.
And going from island to island, and I was doing hurricane inspection, and I have to give it to the resilience of the BVI people. They have cleaned it up. Not everything's restored, but it's you know, if you didn't notice, well, that building doesn't have a roof, you probably wouldn't even note that there was storm recovery going on. And another thing I found was I was very surprised. At the hotel, I expected they slap a Band-Aid on it and they rent you a room.
Yeah.
It wasn't that way at all. I stayed at the Village K Marina, and it was like the day they built it. It was just fabulous. Everything was new. The furniture was new. The paint was new. The windows are new. The mattress, everything was brand new. Then I also stayed at Maria's by the Sea. And it was the same thing. It was almost like going to an island that just got built.
How about that? Well, that's a good, that's a great report. You know, and that is the kind of thing I've been hearing, like down in the Florida Keys, you know, Dominica. You're using these opportunities when these big storms have come and ravaged the area to really, you know, do a major upgrade. I mean, it takes some time to get this stuff back in place, but it's good to see that they're not just kind of patching it together, like you said. They're really looking at it as an opportunity, like, well, time for spring cleaning and really upgrade this place. So that's what you saw in the BVIs, huh?
I did. I was very inspired by it. And the way the people got back up, I mean, some of them are still living without roofs, but they still get up, and every day, if they're not doing something to help themselves, they're helping a neighbor.
Well, there you go. I have not done a lot of diving in the BVIs, though, so what did you experience on that regard, or in that
regard? Oh, it was fabulous. It was fabulous. BVI is shallow diving. It's some of the easiest diving on the planet. You can't get below 100 feet unless you take a shovel with you on the dive, and the colors are just magnificent. And I saw very little damage to reefs past 15 feet.
Okay. And isn't that where the wreck of the Rhone is from the deep? Isn't that the BVI?
The Rhone is. Yeah. And the Rhone actually got separated, broke and separated. Mm-hmm. But it's still an absolutely gorgeous wreck. Fishiest dive I did the whole time.
Okay.
But there's another wreck called the Jacuzzi.
The Jacuzzi
really got broke up.
Okay.
However, it's got more marine life on it than any other spot in the BVI.
All right, so it may not look as much like a wreck anymore, but the fish and marine life seem to appreciate that, I guess, right? That's kind of like a new hotel to them
now than it was before.
Yeah. So you know that you know everything happens and comes out brighter on the other side. Maybe we could look at it that way. Well, Jerry, always a pleasure catching up, and good to see that you're back home, I guess, after an extended travel adventure. So we will. You're just home for a while now, or are you going to be set? You know, pretty much here in the U.S. until DEMA time in November.
No, of course not. And that's not my style, actually, Greg. I'm off to the Cayman Islands next week. The Hall of Fame is on the
14th. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. Steve Frank is being inducted along with honorable mentions for Wayne Hassan and some other folks. And so I'm going to go see that. And then I'm running over to Little Cayman and the Cayman BRAC before I come back and spend a week in the Keys.
Ah, there you go. All right. Well, maybe we'll meet you in the Keys. That might time out pretty good. We're planning to get down there in October. Is that when you're talking October, or will that still be September when you're going to be down in the Keys? You don't know yet?
That will be wrapping up September.
It will be. Okay. Well, that'll be before we get down there. I got a little trip planned at the end of September, first week of October, and then we're planning something hopefully down in the Florida Keys as well. So we'll see how that unfolds. But we'll connect eventually. If not out on the water, we'll connect at the DEMA show in Vegas. Right, my friend?
Let's make it happen, Greg.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, and thanks for checking in.
See you, my friend.
There
Bye.
You go. Jerry Beatty, Dive Training Magazine. Where in the hell is Jerry Beatty? Now we know.
It's too bad he doesn't get any diving in, you know.
Yeah, he really needs to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when are we going to the Keys?
I just said sometime in October. Were you not listening? Wake up!
I was. But not on the 31st.
Not you.
Why not on the 31st? It'd be Halloween.
I have.
He has a thing.
School okay. I got to go to.
Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, super party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, super party.
Now the super party is here and it's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, super party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
Yes, it is a party here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologize for the Facebook Live video. It happened during that commercial break and that song. We went a little crazy. We
put only on a little
a performance
celebrating the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, Maybe that is.
Thank God it's almost over. We could go
Greg,
about our lives.
Live feed count just dropped tremendously over that.
Just in the nick of time. Yeah, no, Kirk McCardle had a birthday this week. He's in there. I see him. Hey, Kirk, how you doing, buddy?
Happy birthday.
Jason from Texas. Jimmy Crane. He's a regular from Tallahassee. He's been in there. And, of course, Rachel from Explorer Ventures has been answering questions about liveaboard diving and then God knows what else. So we appreciate
the answers
all you
are
guys.
Yes, no, maybe, probably, sure, absolutely, yes, and yes.
Okay, but she actually gave way more detail than that.
See, that's why she's doing it and I'm not.
Bonus for sure for everybody.
Rachel, we thank you for being on.
Yes, indeed, we do.
And we're still going to get you in a mermaid outfit.
Well, that's up to her. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know. Why do you need to force that on people, Jerry? What's up with that?
Because she's trying to force me to wear one.
Oh, well.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, that's true.
No, true. I vote no.
No, I'll vote no, too.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we're all in agreement. I think the world.
For once.
The world has finally come together in this you know, when you.
We're
thought,
united in our.
Our disgust.
Yes.
Whatever we can do to bring everybody together. And if that means, you know, unifying with the idea of please God never let Jerry put on a mermaid tail.
She just put on here, and I haven't been in one yet.
Well, okay,
yet.
All right.
There's hope.
Yeah,
is a key word.
Yeah, you know, other than donning mermaid tails, there's questions about liveaboard diving that you can, you know, get answered in the Facebook Live.
She is the woman to know.
Yeah, she is. She knows a lot. And actually, I see Renee from Scuba Pro is in there today. Hey, Renee, yeah. How you doing, buddy? So, yeah, we've had a lot of activity. It's been good stuff. So this is something we're going to try to do, semi-regularly and get someone in there that knows stuff that can answer questions because we got a show to do. You know, we can't really do that at the same time. I mean, it's like walking and chewing gum. God knows you can't do that at the same time.
Or like
time.
Hula hoops and chewing tobacco.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay.
You can't do that?
No, it's damn near impossible.
Drinking and diving.
Don't ask me how I know.
No, you don't do that.
See?
Yeah, that's not a thing. But anyway, yeah. So we
it's
have
like cigars and pancakes.
They don't go together? Or,
no.
You talk from experience, do you?
Cheese and poison.
Okay, that would be a lethal combination. Pancake. Yes,
a smoke and a blend.
Okay, just stop. Let's get back to the marching orders that I gave. Well, at least bury the bugger, and pretty much it applies to everybody right now. You are on a mission,
dude. If I was close, I'd be in there in a heartbeat.
Well, you're close enough. We're a 3.5-hour drive from going down
close.
There and
it's
seeing what the lobsters are doing and
close.
If they're walking.
I'm not exactly close to the water. It's a 45-minute drive.
Oh, shut up. You are, too.
Ah,
that'll teach us.
I'm closer to the Everglades.
Well, they're not going to be walking in the Everglades. And if they are, they probably aren't lobster. They're probably alligators.
Food.
Yeah. So go to, go to the East Coast.
So they have sloths. In there? Remember Glenn?
Sloths? No.
Sloths?
Why do you ask?
Sloth disease?
Why would you want to
have pythons?
Yeah,
we have pythons. We have alligators. We have turtles.
You got them big old lizards down there.
You know, I hear yeah, Barry.
Cat got mosquitoes.
We got the little lizards up here, but they got the big old lizards.
Yeah, maybe.
Iguanas.
I hear Barry the bugger kind of balking at the idea of going to get the lobster. And I'm
like, have to revoke his name.
Well, you know, he just went and saw the movie The Meg. He was telling me this before the show.
Oh, you think it spooked him?
I'm wondering.
Oh, no, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Well, it was for what it was, but did it?
It was Godzilla. It was the shark of Godzilla.
The shark, okay. He's saying it was just a monster movie as opposed to like a Jaws movie. We had that conversation.
Yeah.
You know. And it actually has done okay at the box office. Not, you know, like crazy good because it cost him $150 million supposedly to make it. But
there were a lot of special effects. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
we liked it.
I liked the submarine.
Better. Greg loved it.
I
thought
it was
all
right.
Raving about how much he loved it.
You are a liar. I know you are a liar.
Greg was hoping that dog was going to be swallowed up.
Well, yeah, that would have made the movie.
They did kind of lead you to believe that. Yeah. I mean, it really looked like
Thanks, guys. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Spoiler.
Hey, oh, man, we didn't say it was.
If you haven't seen it by now, that's on you.
Bubble Boy, the shark eats people. Sorry. I gave it away. So, yeah, I thought it was an okay movie. I'm just worried that it'll spawn more, which would be even worse for a shark. So,
you mean like a movie about tornadoes and sharks floating around?
No, Magneto. That's over. That's over. They did the last one, Sharknado 6. Yeah, the last one, it's about time. I got through the first 5 minutes, and I had to turn it off because I wasn't in it. Hello. Anyway. On that note, we'll end it. Go catch your lobsters, Barry, and tell us where they are. You have your orders. And until next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downward sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
These little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.